Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. You know that feeling when life's got you spinning in circles? Like you're chasing your tail, barely keeping up with the demands, and that little voice inside keeps whispering, when will it all calm down? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving into something super important. Cultivating inner peace. It's not about becoming a Zen master overnight, though that wouldn't be bad, but about finding pockets of calm in the chaos of everyday life. Think of it like this. Inner peace is your secret weapon against stress, anxiety, and that constant feeling of being overwhelmed. Now, I know what you're thinking, Riley, easier said than done, right? Absolutely. But hear me out, because finding that sense of calm isn't about magic spells or chanting mantras in the Himalayas, though those sound pretty cool. It's about adopting simple practices and shifting your mindset. First up, let's talk about mindfulness. Ever heard that phrase, be present? Yeah, it's not just some hippie saying. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the here and now, your breath, your surroundings, the taste of your coffee, seriously, savor it. It's like hitting the pause button on the mental chatter and just being. Sounds simple? Trust me, it takes practice. Start with a few minutes each day, focusing on your senses. You'll be amazed how grounding it can be. Second, let's talk boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes to everything, leaving no room for yourself? Nope, not happening here. Setting boundaries is crucial for creating that inner peace you crave. It's about learning to say no without guilt to commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your values. Think of it like this. Protecting your time and energy is an act of self-love, not selfishness. Third, let's get real for a second. Comparison is the thief of joy. We're constantly bombarded with images and stories that make us think we need to be doing more, achieving more, looking more, like everyone else. Newsflash. It's a trap. Remember, your journey is unique. Focus on your own growth and celebrate your wins, big or small. You're amazing just the way you are. Next up, gratitude. This one feels kinda cheesy at first, but trust me, it works. Take a few moments each day to reflect on things you're grateful for. Your health, your loved ones, that ridiculously good cup of coffee you had this morning, again. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have. It's a powerful mindset shift. Finally, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are pretty awesome. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. It's about prioritizing activities that bring you joy, relax you, and recharge you, whether it's reading a book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or spending time with loved ones. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's juggling work deadlines, family responsibilities, and trying to squeeze in some me time amidst the chaos. She's feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and just plain exhausted. She knows she needs to do something, but where does she even begin? Enter our friend, mindfulness. Sarah starts her day by taking 5 minutes to focus on her breath, simply observing the rise and fall of her chest. It might sound small, but it anchors her in the present moment, giving her a sense of calm before diving into the day's demands. She also sets boundaries, saying no to that extra meeting that wasn't essential, making time for a walk in the park, and prioritizing sleep. She even starts a gratitude journal, jotting down 3 things she's thankful for each night. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel a shift. The anxiety melts away, replaced by a sense of clarity and peace. Her days are still busy, but she's navigating them with more grace and ease. The magic isn't in eliminating the stress, it's about cultivating inner resilience and finding those moments of calm amidst the storm. So remember, creating inner peace is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of chaos and pockets of tranquility. But by embracing mindfulness, setting boundaries, practicing gratitude, and prioritizing self-care, you can cultivate that sense of calm and contentment, even in the midst of life's craziness. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for finding inner peace? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated, for more daily doses of inspiration and practical tips to help you navigate life with confidence and grace. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.